This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, so Adam Schefter from ESPN confirms the rumors that the Dolphins will host the Washington Commanders Sunday, November 16th, from Santiago Bernabeu Stadium. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. In Madrid.
Vamanos. Let's go.
Book your trip. Get your Spain on. Mm-hmm. Commanders playing in Spain Sunday, November 16th. EB, put it on your notes in your phone right now. You got to wake up like it. 9 o'clock, get your breakfast ready. Mm. You're going to be eating bacon and eggs and watching the Commanders beat up the Dolphins at 9:30 a.m. Sunday, November 16th.
I kind of hate that.
NFL Network.
Let's go, baby.
It'll be on NFL Network? Yeah.
That's big.
I guess.
And you can go to Spain.
I'm not going to Spain.
Make sure your passport is updated.
Cakes, look up flights.
I'll tell you right now.
How long, Jason, is
it's
the flight?
8 hours straight. We looked it up yesterday.
8 hours straight.
As long as you don't get a stop like somewhere in like Lisbon. I don't know if you'd stop in Lisbon to go to Madrid. I have no idea. Maybe London. Maybe London is a stopover.
You can get a ticket for $372 on this one.
Oh, very nice. We must have some.
That's a deeply discounted.
Is that a direct flight?
You're flying like
how
on
much
the wing.
Is it? How much did you say?
$375.
Huh? $375. Yeah.
Is that one way? Is that direct? What is that?
That was a one wayer.
I don't want to deal with
that
it.
That was a one wayer. All right. So it's
customs.
$750 round trip.
And
DC to Madrid. Oh, yeah. I'm on Expedia. Let's do this. Let's book this trip.
Breaking news.
I've got flights, $224.
I missed it. I was in the bathroom.
Breaking news, Commanders.
They made it official.
Schefter just tweeted the official international schedule.
Well, we're not surprised, right? Because it was down to them or the Bengals, based on the rumors, the internet rumors. So it's a big deal. Absolutely. Then Jaden's going to be over in Europe playing.
I can get a round trip from BWI to Madrid for $348.
What?
I find that hard to believe.
All right, what's the date, Cakes?
The date is November 16th.
What airline?
That's on an airline called Play.
Play?
Whoa. Play Airlines?
I've never, ever heard of that.
They're
going to
play with your life.
Yeah.
You sure it's not like Playa?
I mean, it says P-L-A-Y. I mean, I can read English last time I checked.
Okay.
I mean, there's an Air Canada flight for $472. There's a United flight from $472.
So what?
Turns out it's cheap to fly to Madrid. Who knew?
So those aren't one way rates.
I'm looking, $472 round trip.
Who stops?
So I'd have to look
the cheapest
up.
One that I found has one stop, but it's like it makes it an overnight. So I'll throw that out. The second cheapest, and I put in the dates. I'm going to leave on a Thursday and come back on a Monday.
Perfect.
$585. It's going to end up costing like $1,000. It's going to end up costing like $1,000 because that's
just
what they do
flight.
On these sites.
Just sort of flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. If you want to go to Spain.
Here, I'm going to select basic economy. Now I got to choose my return flight. Do I want a 16-hour trip with one stop, ooh, which is 4 hours? I mean,
16 hours?
These trips are kind of long.
Give me a break.
All right.
People don't even want to drive an hour to FedEx Field. You guys want to fly for 16 hours?
I just want to stay there for 5 days.
Don't you want like an international experience for a Commander's trip?
No.
You don't have that on your bucket list?
Zero desire.
You know what I kind of covet? I understand technology has theoretically made this easier.
Yeah.
I covet old school travel agents that just did it for you.
No, we can't go backwards with travel agents, JP.
But they even exist.
I do want paper tickets to come back, though. I'll be honest, I've acquiesced to digital boarding passes. I have gotten with the times.
All right, do you want only direct flights?
Old school ticket.
Yeah. You can't.
Direct flights. JP, we're at the age where we are going to pay for a direct flight. I don't need to spend 2 hours in the Montreal airport. No thank you. Yeah. With all those Canadiens fans. No thanks. I'm out on that.
Are you looking?
Yeah, I think I hit a hotel. I was on flights.
What are the tickets for the game will be? At least $100 a ticket, right?
Well, I would guess more than that.
More than that? Yeah.
I would assume.
By the way, somebody sent all of us. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio, but it might have been on Instagram. Sports Junkies right on Instagram. How much they spent on a Disney week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, they said they went with a family of 8.
I thought we just did this bit.
Yeah, but it's just
family
22K, dude.
Oh, no, that's
22K. Well,
they're actually dumb people. They're dumb. They're lighting their money on fire.
By the way,
the 22K doesn't mean much to them.
Here is your full international sked. All right, Friday, September 5th, we already knew this. The Chargers are going to be in Brazil. Rumor is that they'll be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. That's Friday, September 5th. Sunday, end of September 28th, the Vikings are taking on the Steelers in Dublin. The Vikings apparently love being overseas because the next week they're playing the Browns in London. Then mid-October, you've got the Broncos taking on the Jets, also in London. Following weekend, Rams against the Jags in London at Wembley Stadium. Then you move to November. The Falcons are going to be taking on the Colts in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And the final international game, just announced, Commanders at Dolphins, Sunday, November 16th.
Which week is that?
I don't know. Probably week 11 or 12. I'm just guessing off the top of my head. So if you're a Commanders fan and you love international travel, this is the trip for you. You can bone up on your Spanish, get your passport ready, and you can go watch Jaden Daniels with his mom in the stands rooting for the Commanders against the Fish.
That's going to be, is it the week they all speculated, like week 11 or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is week 11. Yeah, that's
right. What about week one? What's going on in week one?
We don't have a leak
yet. You got to wait until tomorrow.
Wait until tomorrow.
You know what we should do tomorrow? We should do our best guess for week one. Each of us come up with.
Well, you had narrowed it down, right? Didn't you narrow it down to only like 3 or 4 choices for week one? Somehow, I can't remember how you did.
I did for the home opponent. I'm theorizing. I'm stealing this from Kevin Sheehan.
All right.
The Commanders have opened at home 4 of the last 5 seasons, so he thinks that they're going to start on the road, and because of some of the various schedule leaks we've already gotten. We know that they can only open against, I think, 4 or 5 teams on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Giants are one, the Falcons are another. I can't remember the other teams off the top of my head.
So I used orbits.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I did include stops because it's cheaper.
Yes. Where are you stopping?
I'll fly from BWI to Madrid. It's going to take me a total of 10 hours and 55 minutes.
It's not horrible. Where's your stop?
Leave at 8:30 p.m. I'm not sure.
All right.
1:25 p.m. arrival in Spain. Then I'm going to leave Spain at 12:40 p.m. So I get to sleep in Spain a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to get me back to the old Estados Unidos at 7:20. It's a 12-hour and 41-minute trip. $935.
It's not horrible.
Just a flight.
Jason would never do it.
Looks like I'm stopping in Charlotte, Cakes.
That's one of the busiest airports I've ever been in my life.
I'm stopping in London on the way to Madrid, but on the way back, I'm stopping in Charlotte.
Well, at least you're not stopping in Atlanta.
So I think those $300 ticket prices that we saw initially. Well, that's fantasy land.
So many fees.
That's probably for one way.
No checked luggage whatsoever.
Yeah. I think at minimum it's going to be $800-900.
Easy.
At minimum.
Well, minimum.
Nikki Jabala just retweeted video of the stadium there.
Yeah.
That I guess has been renovated. It is a massive, massive stadium.
Let me look up the
Santiago
capacity.
Bernabeu.
100K?
I don't know. It looks huge to me. Looks like, I don't know, in 2023, around that time, maybe they renovated it.
That stadium holds, let's see, 78.2.
Wow, it looks bigger than
so
that.
So almost 80,000.
It looks like
But their record attendance for a Real Madrid versus AC Milan game, now this is 1956. Yeah. Somehow they packed 129,000 people in there.
Yeah. I mean, it looks huge, but it looks like maybe they added a roof. They have some sort of retractable roof, it looks like.
I'm going to guess there won't be 129,000 people there when the Commanders take on the Dolphins.
Right.
I'm going to guess the fire marshal might shut that down.
We're all just going with this because Schefter tweeted it. Did he say, like, he could confirm that the NFL...
Well, he's got the whole international schedule.
Yeah, I believe it's probably
true.
He's got the whole thing.
Okay.
Was it seven games?
It says more scheduling announcements, the NFL's full 2025 international slate.
Yep.
Right. So I don't think this is any kind of rumor or hearsay.
Right.
It's official.
All right.
Rumor is the Commanders look like a good candidate to play on Christmas Day. Not sure of the opponent.
Why
is that? You're shaking your head.
Why are you making
I think
that?
JP Finley.
Has he disputed that?
God, I hate schedule. I think when they tweeted it out, he did the math.
Okay.
And he said that the only team that they could have played was the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think for whatever reason, the math doesn't check out. Hold on. He retweeted NFL on Prime Video about the Broncos and Chiefs on Christmas Day. Then J.P. Finley retweeted it and said, okay, so we know Washington is not headed to KC on Christmas. So I guess maybe they could play another team on Christmas.
I think they're theorizing maybe at Lambeau Christmas Day.
Hmm. That would be it, and that would be the Netflix bit.
On Netflix.
Oh, it's going to be butt expensive to watch all the Commanders games next season.
you better have all
your streaming services.
Better have them all up. Peacock.
Let's go to Brad in Ashburn. Brad, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I travel for work all the time. And I travel to Europe two or three times a year. Yeah. And I'm going to Madrid this summer.
All right.
So first off, when you go to Europe, you do not want to connect. You want to go nonstop. So pick a nonstop flight.
Okay.
Two, JP is right that you can change your date and time when you travel, and you can get your ticket prices go up and down by hundreds of dollars on any. The next thing is if you know that it's an overnight flight, no matter what, and the date that you actually buy your ticket makes a difference in the price.
Tuesdays, right?
It could be a Tuesday. It could be a Friday. Yeah, just you need to adjust your travel days, and the ticket prices will change.
Hmm.
But the $800 sort of round trip thing is going to be about what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I found one for like $800.
Right.
All right.
Are you going to go?
Am I going to go?
He's not going twice.
I have to travel for work in the fall quite a bit, so I probably wouldn't have time.
Okay.
Right.
All right, thanks for the tip.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate the info.
I want to hear from people who are going. They are resolute. They already know.
They're going?
Definitely lock them going. Maybe they're going to wait till tomorrow when the official schedule release comes out, but this seems like a certainty. Are you making travel plans right now to go? 800-636-1067. Yeah, I mean, I think the flights going to be between 800 to 1,000. I've put in different variations.
That sounds right.
I think I got one down to like 700.
Don't these games usually...
I don't see any non-stops, by the way.
Don't these games usually suck because like the fans aren't really that super invested? It's like on a weird neutral vibe. at 9 a.m.
It's a different vibe because it's a neutral site.
Yeah.
But I think the fans get into it.
Yeah.
I think the fans definitely get into it.
I think if you're watching a random game, like if it's a Colts-Jaguars game in London, you don't have the same energy for it when you're watching. But if it's your team, you're going to be psyched.
Yeah. You're going to be psyched either way. Right. But it's just saying the environment just kind of sucks.
It's different, no doubt.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a 9:30 kick.
That's so weird. I'm going to be in my freaking underwear.
Yep.
Not if you're there.
I'm not going.
If you're there, it's not going to be 9:30.
I'm not going. What do you even drive to Lando? I'm not going.
Is that summer trip happening? Remember you said you were bailing on a trip like everybody wanted to go to Paris? Are they doing that this year?
We're going to go to Italy with Coop and the basketball team. But turns out, remember I told you it's like some one in every 20-year celebration. And every
family canceled it.
Every tourist in the country is going.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So yeah,
got to stay a while.
I wasn't going regardless. It could have been an empty country. I wouldn't have gone.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
International traveler, Eric Bickle.
Now, remind me, the last time Washington played internationally, was it the Bengals when they played in London?
I think that's
Was it a tie?
It was a tie.
Yeah, because
somebody missed an extra point,
wasn't
right?
It Dustin Hopkins?
His field, shocker, was slippery. It was wet.
The pitch.
The pitch was wet.
I think it was Hopkins who missed
it. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Grudog was the coach, if my memory serves correct.
Grudog was the coach.
Yep, correct. All right, when we come back, we will talk about the Washington Capitals. They have their backs against the wall. They're in a 3-1 hole. Coming back to Capital One Arena for Game 5 against the Hurricanes, Alan May from Monumental Sports Network. He'll join us next on The Fan. Time to head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
To the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Alan May, Capitals analyst for Monumental Sports Network. What's up, Alan? Good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's frustrating on so many levels. What's your viewpoint of where we are at this point?
Well, the Caps have been outplayed in every game pretty much for the most part, and they're letting Carolina run the show, and, you know, they just haven't had the answers. And, you know, they've been doing the same things, in my opinion, over and over, and they've got to find a different way to play. They've got to make this a one-game series, and it's Thursday night, and they've just got to go out there, and they've got to play a better and a different brand of hockey and have execution from everyone that's getting any type of ice time.
So, Alan, the Caps are 2-for-12 on the power play, if my poor math is correct, through four games. And the most frustrating thing to me, and I think to a lot of Caps fans, is, one, you're facing the best penalty kill, not only during the regular season, but during the playoffs as well, in Carolina. And it just seems like the Caps get close to the blue line, and they dump the puck in, and they hope that they're going to go in and win a board battle against the Canes. And more often than not, a lot more often than not, they're not winning that battle, and Carolina is just casually flicking the puck down the ice and rendering any sort of power play advantage moot for the Capitals. How do they improve on that starting on Thursday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing you're referring to is the Caps breakout on the power play. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst things you can do is, you know, be dependent on your power play in the playoffs, because it's usually the first thing that goes. And I just think on the power play, some of the tells that they had coming down the stretch, and actually all season, the majority of the season, is their breakout, their entry to get into the zone, the penalty kill, the power play zone, it has to be faster. Yeah. And it's too casual, too slow, easy to read, and you're not forcing the penalty killers to adjust or you know, just react quickly. If you're doing it at such a slow pace, they can hold their ground, stand still. It's easier to get after the puck. So I would say that definitely has to be done with more speed, maybe. You know, and a lot of people hate the slingshot. That's when you leave that puck, a player, say a John Carlson, a Chikrin, and they go up and they throw it back. And meanwhile, now everyone's standing still, and other than the player who's coming up. I think do everything with more speed. Rasmus Sandin's done it over the season where he looks back like he's going to drop it and then just skates it in the offensive zone. Now, if you can get it in the zone with possession or with speed on the dumping, you should be able to retrieve your pucks and get some pretty decent zone time and be able to set up. They were unable to do that, especially in that first 4 minute sequence. It was back to back 2 minute minors in the first period, and they lost a lot of good momentum that they had gained the way they started the game once again.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seemed, and I hear what you're saying, you know more than me, but it just seems like Carolina, each player is just faster on the skates than the Caps. Am I wrong on that?
They play a system that's a forward go-ahead system. They don't play east to west, side to side, from like bench to penalty box with the puck movement. They move everything up the ice as quick as they can. They don't slow it down. There's time when they can't get in, they just wrap the puck in your zone and just try to hunt down whoever gets the puck and create turnovers by one player that's standing still. And the Capitals have tried some different things. And I think it all comes down to how much grit you want to play the game with at this point, because Carolina, every year they play the exact same system. They basically have the same team since Rod Brindamore became the coach. The same style, nothing changes. They don't win the Stanley Cup. They usually lose in this round or the next. And you've got to find out, why do those other teams win against them? That's because they've had time to watch them do what they do, and they've adjusted accordingly. And they take away their game plan, what they've been doing in the playoffs, and they adjust it. But to me, no matter what Carolina does on their forecheck or when they have the puck, to me what matters most is what the Capitals have to do when they have the puck. And game one, they only had 14 shots. They were at home. They had line matchups. The next game, 21 shots. They watched the Carolina Hurricanes in that game just come at them in the third period when they dominated the early portion of it. 21 shots the last two games each. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can do the math real quick, but it's not enough shots for me. There's not enough volume. The shot attempts are like 267 to 133. The Caps have had to block like 107 shots so far in this series, which means there's way too much zone time. And everyone's talking, when I watch and listen to other people talk about the goaltending of the Carolina Hurricanes, they're saying what a great goals against average he has and what a save percentage is. Well, shoot the puck. Let's see if he's actually a good goalie. Let's make him win a game. And they're not forcing Frederik Andersen to win a game. Right now, you know, they're talking about, well, he stopped this one and that one. But if you're hardly shooting the puck, there's not a lot of tough saves to make, because not every shot. And, you know, I look at all the games around the league. I've watched pretty much every single game, unless, you know, in the first round, teams were playing at the exact same minute that the Caps were playing. And I look, and there's so much friendly fire. Pucks that are going off players own skates and own sticks. So, like, going after your own defensemen, your own back-checking forwards, and it's friendly fire. Game one, the Caps lose in overtime on a nothing shot from Slavin from the blue line.
Right.
And they just had traffic in front. So more pucks, quicker pucks, traffic in front. And if a goalie, every goalie in the league, like last night, and I was getting kind of nauseated listening to the national broadcast and saying, well, Logan should have had that one. The first one, Gostisbehere shot through four people.
Yeah.
He didn't see it till the last minute. There was shot with traffic from Gostisbehere. The next time, the puck ramps up a stick, hits Logan in the shoulder, goes up into the crossbar, and the Caps, their player finds the rebound Jarvis over the Caps defender. So what was it? They shot the puck when they had the opportunity. They crashed the net. They forced themselves to crash the net. It's no fun getting hit with pucks, but you can celebrate in June and July and August if you get hit with a puck and you pay the price by scoring goals, by getting hit with pucks, blocking shots, getting hit with friendly fire, whatever you have to do. Mm-hmm. You've got to find a way to score goals, and you're not going to score goals from playing perimeter hockey.
Yeah, we've talked about that statistic, the shot attempts versus the shots on goal, Alan. I think the shots attempted statistic is a great stat because you just talked about it. Just because the shot doesn't hit Thompson or doesn't hit Anderson, I still think good things can happen if you shoot the puck. You just mentioned it. And that four-minute power play, you already talked about it. That was an embarrassment. I mean, that looked like a varsity against JV.
Well, that's every team in the league has power plays like that, even the Edmonton Oilers. So, but, like, once again, this series will be won, and it will be lost at 5-on-5 hockey when you look at it. It's not like Carolina is getting 10 power play goals a game. You have to find a way to score goals at 5-on-5. The majority of the game is 5-on-5. In deciding games, the referees usually sit on their whistle. Or they hide it somewhere where they're not going to reach for it. But you have to win 5-on-5. And part of that, it's the team that scores more goals, not more shots, not the team that wins more faceoffs. And, you know, you don't allow goals off of faceoffs, whether you win or lose them. The other night, the other afternoon, the Caps won a faceoff and got scored on. Those things can happen. But 5-on-5 hockey is all that matters. And if you're going to play in the other team's zone, the majority of it, but not play around the outside, not on the edges of the game, you got to play on the interior. And you think of all the goals that have been scored in Caps history. The ugliest goal they ever scored kept them alive against Carolina in 2018 when Lars Eller, you know, took a shot. It was Connolly that shot the puck. The puck bounced off of Smith Pelly, off their defenders, off a post, back over to Lars, who shanks it and still goes in. But it was an ugly goal because they just shot the puck from somewhere. It wasn't a high percentage chance. It was just getting the puck to the paint. And I think that's the philosophy. And you can take all the smartest people in hockey or people that think they know it better than everyone else. The game comes down to who plays the most like the Flintstones in the playoffs. And it's just crash and bang, caveman hockey, get the puck to the net, and will your way to scoring some goals.
Why have they not been able to sustain that kind of effort?
Well, the biggest thing is when you look at it, teams have philosophies. Well, we want to shoot off the pass. Well, you know what? What if the passing lane's not there? Why force the pass? Well, we want to go back to our D. Well, what good is it to go back to your D if your D's not going to shoot the puck? When you see the puck go from low to high and then partner to partner, back to the partner, back over to the partner, the shot lanes are getting taken away. So I just think you've got to change your philosophy sometimes, and you've got to get rubber to the net. If you do that for three periods, you're going to win your hockey game. So I think the Caps have not played a 60-minute ugly hockey game so far, as in the style of play. It's been ugly. What we've seen, you know, Carolina do when they put on the heat, they just throw pucks at the net from every angle. It's like they go in the zone and it's hot potato, but that potato's got to get to the net. And the Caps have to adopt that philosophy. You know what? Just do some of what Carolina's doing. And then the other thing, to get out of their zone was really frustrating last night, and it was guys that shouldn't have been doing it in the first period. When the Caps were up, they were doing things properly, and then all of a sudden, they had soft pucks in the D zone. Carolina floods the boards, and they try to take away the middle of the ice on the player who has the puck, so he can't really go anywhere. The biggest thing and the best thing you can do, in my opinion, is hammer the puck around the boards as hard as you can. If they want to cheat on it, make them pay. get it past them, and they will quit coming down and cheating down into your hash marks at the bottom of the circles on the boards. Hit the puck, rattle it as hard as you can. High and hard, hit the glass, hit the boards. And if they're going to cheat, those pucks will get by them. And if they do get a puck, just have everyone collapse in front of the net, block your shot, and then wrap it out of the zone. To me, it's got to be all about, you know, the crash and bang details to win on Thursday night. Get the puck out of the zone, and then when you're in the zone, everything's got to be thrown at the net.
Hey, just one kind of personal question. So Alan May is a workout warrior, and back in the day, he used to work out at like a Venice Beach and had a 3% body fat. Rob Brindamore is getting a lot of hype. Rod the Bod. In your heyday, who was better, you or Rod the Bod?
I think there was a bunch of us. Actually, he and because I wasn't a star player, I was working out at Gold's Gym in California, and I was going to get into muscle and fitness in a program with NHL players because of the guy that I was training with. And they went with Rod the Bod and Eric Lindros because they were two big names playing for the Flyers at the time. But you know what? He's maintained the entire time. He still works out like an animal. His players, I would hate to be a guy that was dumb enough to go into his training camp and not be in shape and then have the coach ridicule you for being soft and for being soft and lazy over the course of the offseason. So I doubt that's ever happened on one of his teams unless someone wants to get traded. They're going to show up with a beer belly.
Now, I saw he beat half the guys in whatever fitness test they do on the bike before the season.
He's a machine.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's that bike test. Uh-huh. He's been doing it the longest. Everyone despises it. And, you know, he just coaches now. He doesn't have to do what they do. He doesn't have to get hit or take hits or play the games anymore. But when we were all playing, we hated those bike tests. No matter what type of shape you were in, those were the two worst tests in the world. And one of them lasts 30 seconds, and it felt like it was 30 days. And you had to do it a couple of times. And then the other, the VO2 max was just a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So it never determined who was actually a good hockey player. I'm sure he had a great VO2 and all the other things, the Wingate testing it's called. But there's a lot of Hall of Fame hockey players that sucked at both of those tests.
All they do
is they use that test to weed out the guys that didn't do anything all off season.
So you didn't like Kenny Albert and Brian Boucher? Is that who called the game last night?
No, I didn't like what Boucher was saying about every shot and every play. It was like he was creating a narrative last night about Logan Thompson. Oh, he's got to have that. You know, one of the things that I really don't like, and it goes to every team and anyone that talks about goaltenders, and I hate that saying, and I will never, ever say it, oh, he'd like to have that one back. Every goaltender wants to have a shutout every game. Mm-hmm. Braden Holtby used to get a shutout, and he'd still complain that he could have been better. I don't know how much you get better after pitching a shutout, but when I look at it, the goalie's hardly letting goals compared to what guys did in the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s was awful hockey because it was, you know, so much cheating and it was defensive, and that's why we had to have a drastic rollover and change of all the rules. But I LT's been keeping his team in the game, so to go after him and create a narrative that every single one of these goals is a bad goal is garbage, in my opinion.
Alan, thanks for the time as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon. It's Alan May from Monumental Sports. Thanks, buddy.
Just
take
to
care,
call
guys.
Back.
Thanks, buddy.
Remember when we were talking about Michael Jordan and what he's going to be like as a commentator?
Mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate him talking like Alan May just did.
Probably
right there.
Probably not. Mm-mm. Most likely
calling things
not.
Garbage. And
mm-hmm.
All right, all of our
keeping it real.
All of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. By my radio math, that is 70 years? Is that correct?
Sure. Yes.
70 years. That's a long time. Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never, ever, ever cuts corners.
I worked at the original Lido Pizza.
Yes, you did.
Mm. What was your job? In Langley Park. I was a busboy.
Okay. Cleaning the tables, making sure they're ready for the next customers.
Cleaning it out. And then the best thing was people would order pizzas, but they wouldn't come pick it up. For whatever. Okay, right. And there'd be a stack of pizzas just waiting.
Well, who does such a thing? Who just calls Lido and says, I'll have two pepperoni pies?
Like, I don't know. I mean,
what kind of insanity is that?
Some people would.
Because maybe they probably didn't pay until they would show up. Yeah, you didn't pay. Screw it.
You didn't pay over the phone or on
right. Just order it.
This was 1987.
Okay, yes.
You weren't paying all over your phone.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you just forget, you know, you didn't show up, I would walk out of there with pizzas all the time.
Beautiful.
Cakes, I know you love
that.
I know you love Shador Sanders content.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I found this one interesting. Mm-hmm. Zach Jackson is a team insider who writes for The Athletic out in Cleveland. He said, from being present at minicamp, it's not even close. Shador Sanders was better than Dylan Gabriel.
Mm.
Good.
It's kind of working in his favor. He's dropped so low, expectations so low now.
I mean, if you can't beat out Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco, like, what other quarterback room are you going to beat out? Like, it's
now,
a great
he did
spot
say,
for him.
He said, but let me couch it by saying this is rookie minicamp.
Yeah,
no pads, no full-speed competition, nobody coming to knock your head off. But in just those clips, we had Daryl Ryder on yesterday, and he had B-rolls of both of the quarterbacks. Now, Sanders had a couple flutter balls that were incomplete, but he had the only ones, like he had two or three downfield throws that were complete. Maybe Gabriel had them and they didn't see him, but his were all just like dink and dunks.
That's fine. You know what's much more interesting to me than any Shador Sanders content is what former champions are serving for dinner at golf events. And I'm not even doing a bit. I love
So there's a dinner besides the Masters that people care about?
This is news to me, JP.
I've never ever heard of a dinner besides the Masters.
I was unaware of the
fact
that...
So you actually care about this?
It's a champion's dinner. It's a champion's dinner.
Personally, I care way more about what they're serving at champion's dinners than I care about
the golf.
How good Shador Sanders looked in a minicamp. So anyway...
Might be a fantasy steal, Cakes.
Well, in a 100-round draft, I wouldn't draft Shador Sanders. But that's neither here nor there. The PGA Champions Dinner that's being held by Xander Schauffele at Quail Hollow. I guess it's getting lauded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that blown away, especially by the appies that he has listed. He has four appetizers being served at his Champions Dinner.
What's his real, like, sort of nationality? He was born here, right?
I don't know his background.
I think he's
from San Diego.
San Diego?
Yeah, but I think his dad, or maybe his mom, is, I want to say Asian?
Asian? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let me hear.
Here are your four appetizers that he is serving. Tell me if these sound appetizing to you.
Right.
First, smoked goat cheese dates with pistachio and prosciutto.
That's silly.
Yeah.
A plus.
Yeah.
A plus.
Very good.
A plus.
Dates?
Very good.
The sweetness of the dates with the tanginess of the goat cheese.
I think it's the goat cheese that's completely just throwing me off. Yeah.
The goat cheese would be amazing.
A plus. And you said there's prosciutto in it?
Yeah, prosciutto. Yeah. Give me all the prosciutto. You can keep the rest of that nonsense. You can have the dates and the pistachios.
Those will be really good.
Goat cheese might be a top five cheese.
By the way, his mom.
That's preposterous.
Yeah.
Born in Taiwan.
Okay.
Grew up in Japan. His father born in Stuttgart to a French mother and German father.
Okay.
All right. You're a real mixed bag.
Your second appy, pickled watermelon with feta and jalapeno.
I don't think I've ever had pickled watermelon.
I'm intrigued.
I know I haven't had pickled watermelon.
I bet you it's probably pretty
good.
With
feta and what else?
Because feta is fantastic.
Jalapeno, your favorite.
I'm not a jalapeno guy. I would take the jalapenos and flick them off.
All right, now, this third appetizer, I'm all in on.
All right.
Clams Casino Shooters.
Of course.
Out.
Just give me all... I'll take all of those. You guys can have all the dates and
the dates are
pistachios
really good.
Or whatever it is.
Somebody should ship us some dates tomorrow.
I'm out. You guys can.
No, like dates and prosciutto and goat cheese.
Uncultured palate.
You can have my portion.
What if they have that at Pupatella? They have a lot of exotic apps.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they have that.
Your fourth appetizer out of four. Again, this one item, just I'm completely out on. Steak and blue cheese crostini.
Sounds amazing.
I think it's just steak with blue cheese on crusty bread.
That sounds incredible.
That would be good.
Give me the steak on the
bread.
You
know what? The cheese
throws me off.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much bad cheese on this. Now, he's ruining the main course is a Wagyu New York strip. Okay, that sounds amazing.
Nice.
All right, can I just say this?
Yeah.
I would eat all of those appetizers, and they're probably fine. However, I just punched up a place which I think is known for appetizers, chain place.
Yes.
All right. Tell me what you'd prefer.
Okay.
Those four.
Okay. Or
if I had loaded potato skins.
Well, of course I'd have those.
Wings.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
That's lower on the list for me.
Mozzarella sticks.
Oh, mozz sticks.
I guess those were their top four.
Yeah. I mean, those are amazing. All of those.
I would love the steak and blue cheese crostini. I would love I don't know if I'd love the dates. I would try the pickled watermelon. The clams, out.
How are you out on clams? They're so yummy.
I can't stand clams. I don't even like clam chowder.
The clam chowder is delicious. The Wagyu New York strip, it gets ruined by whatever blue cheese gremolata is. It's probably blue cheese crumbles on top of your delicious New York strip.
Mm-hmm.
He's got blue cheese everywhere in this.
Now,
in
you're
menu.
Trashing it, but people are praising it, correct?
Apparently, it's getting high praise.
Right.
Well, the Wagyu and then with the blackened jumbo shrimp, I mean, that's fantastic.
And your desserts are, well, this first one I'd shoot straight into the sun. Banana split? No. Bye.
Why do you hate
bananas?
I'm
not a big banana guy.
I don't like
guy.
Bananas.
Yeah. My wife made me a banana cake, though, that was it had like... chocolate
I
in
make
there.
An exception for good. Banana bread. Like if
I guess it was banana bread.
If bananas are in my house and they get all mushy, like the ones that Jason brings in here,
he loves
all
those.
The time.
Yeah, he loves
my
mushy
wife
banana.
Will put them in a bread and bake it.
Does she
and
put
it's
a little chocolate
good.
In there?
I don't know if there are like chocolate chips in there. Usually, no.
Except bananas in a smoothie.
Banana is one of the only places A smoothie is one of the only places a banana belongs.
Okay.
And it's good for. I've said this on the show a thousand times.
Or the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm reading it. Gremolata is almost, it's kind of like a pesto. So it has blue cheese with like a bunch of herbs all mixed together.
Okay, you know what? Put mine on the side. The dessert that I would eat of those two, strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah.
How good a strawberry shortcake
is. That actually sounds like a great menu.
Sweet biscuit, right? Vanilla bean
whipped
cream.
It's a high-end menu.
Chambord syrup, whatever that is, and fresh straws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hunt that stupid banana
split.
Did you
say straws for strawberry?
I did, yeah.
I'm kind of having a problem with you with the appy, too. Like, I feel like you're too old.
Why?
Yeah. I can't say appy. You just sound like a little boy.
He just said appy.
Yeah.
He said appy and straws.
Yeah. It sounds like it's like mommy. I want appy.
Straws.
My mommy. I want
never
appy.
Heard that.
Like you sound like a little boy. Like on a leash.
It's fine. And the bigger takeaway should be menu breakdowns better than Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett breakdowns.
Mm.
That's just my opinion.
I wonder if there's a chance Shador could beat him out to start week one. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think week one.
But he could leapfrog. I heard an NFL insider, based on their contracts, that he's more likely to be on the active roster than Dylan Gabriel, who could be stashed on the practice squad because they assume he would be picked up on waivers.
Right.
Jason,
right.
Do you want to book the under wins for the Browns for me for the year?
Sure, we can do that.
I'll take under 5.5.
What was it last year?
I don't know, but I know what it is this year, and it's 5.5. And I'll go under. If you want to book it.
You got to book it. You have to
$10.
All right. You have to
book it. Put that in the book. That's official.
Anytime Cakes proffers a bet, you have to,
It's fine. It's usually the smart play, but I think I'm going to win
this one. I don't know where he grabbed 5.5. I could have found.
I mean, I think it was on Vegas.
4.5 somewhere, probably.
I mean, like, if you want to dispute it, you can do that, but. I think we're locked in. I think we're good to go.
We're in. Anytime you want to bet something, I'll take that bet.
The book is always open. All right, we have to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.